In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Actually, we are looking for a very important and glorious event, which is the enthronement of His Holiness Ampa Tawadros. It will start within a few hours. They will start at 7 o'clock in Egypt. It will be midnight here. يعني الساعة 12 هم هيبتدوا هناك 12 midnight and I think by 8:30 in Egypt it is 1:30 here يبتدي الطقس start the orders of enthronement. It actually happens after the Ebraxis and the Synaxar, after the Synaxarium. يعني they will pass normally في المتين متينز رفع بخور باكر and then the offering of the lamb تقديم الحمل and then the reading as usual and by 8:30 I think it will be the end of this Synaxarium and they will start to bring His Holiness by hymns and all the bishop and the metropolitans and the deacons and the priests will be surrounding him to enthrone him on the Sea of St. Mark. ربنا يبارك ويجعلها رسامة حلوة مبروكة يا رب أو مش رسامة it is not an ordination it is an enthronement تجليس actually I had no time to prepare something for you but while I was praying the liturgy today Saturday it is the 8th day of the blessed month of Hathor and I found that this day our church celebrates the commemoration of the 4 incorporeal beasts, the 4 living creatures, the 4 living creatures. أنا آسف إن أنا قفلت الستر كان ممكن أفتح عشان تشوفوهم في الحضن الآب موجودين. And in the throne of أفتحهم على فكرة أفتحهم أحسن عشان تشوف. Christ is sitting on his throne and around the throne are the 4 living creatures and this living creature بيسموهم بالعربي 4 حيوانات غير متجسدين كلمة حيوانات مش معناها animals لكن معناها انها كائنات حية living يعني it is not translated as an animals عشان كده بيقول هنا on this day is a commemoration of the 4 incorporeal beasts who carry the throne of God. As you see, they carry the throne of God. As it is mentioned by Saint John, who witnesses this in his revelation. And in the book of Revelation, Saint John added in the midst of the throne and around the throne were 4 living creatures full of eyes front and in back in front and in back مليانين عيون يعني تخيلوا مثلا احنا عندنا 2 eyes we have 2 eyes by these 2 eyes we can see all things but they have so many eyes they are full of eyes in front and in the back. Not only in front and the back, but even they have six wings for each one, six wings. Even these wings are full of eyes. We shall see now. فالفور living creatures ديت اللي هي carrying the in the midst of the throne and around the throne were four living creatures full of eyes in front and back. زي ما انتوا هتشوفوا دلوقتي, as you see, the first living creature was like a lion. واحد شكله شكل الأسد. The second living creature like a calf. The third living creature had a face like a man, and the fourth living creature was like flying eagle. And the four living creature, each having six wings, were full of eyes. حتى الwings دي full of eyes. Around and within. And they do not rest day or night, saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. أتاري بقى إحنا لما بنقول holy, 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 قدوس, 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 إحنا واخدينها من هنا. It is from here. When we say holy, 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 the Lord of Sabaoth, it is the praise of the four living creature, and it is the praise of the heavenly hosts in general. الحقيقة أنا فكرت وقلت يعني طب ما تيجي نتكلم شوية عن the four living creatures دول. They are orders in the heavenly or from the heavenly hosts. دي طغمة من طغمات السمائيين. There are so many orders in heaven. عندنا شروبيم, عندنا سرافيم, عندنا powers, عندنا thrones, عندنا authorities, dominions. مش كده؟ Principalities. زي أبونا ما بيقول في القداس. فدول طغمة من طغمات السمائيين. Orders from the heavenly hosts. Actually, Saint John started to speak about في chapter first chapter في the book of Revelation. He started to speak about Jesus whom he saw. He saw Jesus. عشان كده بيقول في أول شابتر الأولاني, verse 10, I was in spirit on the Lord's day, في يوم الرب كنت في الروح, and I heard behind me a loud voice as of a trumpet. الصوت ده كان بيقول له إيه؟ I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last. أنا هو الألف والياء, الأول والآخر. المهم بعد كده لو جينا في verse 12, بص يوحنا عشان يشوف الصوت ده جاي منين. التفت. I turned to see the voice that spoke with me, and having turned, I saw seven golden lampstands. شاف سبع مناير من الذهب. And in the midst of the seven lampstands, خدوا بالكم بقى هنا, شاف المسيح. One like the Son of Man. And this title, Son of Man, was very popular title, which our Lord Jesus Christ used to call himself as a son of man. فهو شاف المسيح. But الرؤية ديت كانت قبل صعود المسيح ولا بعد ما صعد المسيح؟ This revelation I am asking you now was before the ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ or after his ascension to the heaven? After. That's why So long as it is after ascension, our Lord Jesus Christ never appeared except in glory. عشان يبان المسيح لازم يبان in glory. The stage of humbleness and emptying himself, المرحلة بتاعت إخلاء الذات, مرحلة إخلاء, stage of humble himself and emptying himself and made himself of no reputation, زي ما بيقول في أخلى نفسه أخذا شكل العبد. This stage ended by his ascension. لكن بعد صعود المسيح, he always when appear in glory, because the stage of emptying himself have been ended, انتهت خلاص, انتهت, لأنه after resurrection in glory and ascension to the heaven in glory, he always used to appear in glory. ظهر لشاول الترسوسي, Saul the Tarsus, at the borders of Damascus in glory, to the extent that Saul was or have been blind, was blind when he saw the glory of Jesus Christ. And also here, when he appeared to John, he appeared in glory. We are now speaking about the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. عشان كده هتشوفوا بعد كده يقول إيه؟ يقول, one like the Son of Man clothed with garment down to the feet, girded about the chest with a golden band, منطقة من ذهب. His head and hair were white like wool, white and as white as snow. يعني شعره أم بيض خالص. شوفوا بقى, يعني his eyes like flame of fire, عيناه كلهيب نار. His feet was like fine brass, زي النحاس المحمى. حاجة كده بتوصف إيه؟ بتوصف المجد بتاع المسيح. Here he is describing what he saw in the first chapter. تعالوا بقى في الفورث شابتر, شابتر أربعة. In chapter 4, Saint John saw the throne of God. اتلاقوا كده, verse 2, يقول لنا, immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne set in heaven. A throne, شاف عرش. We always, حتى لما الفنانين يرسموا المسيح زي ما انتوا شايفين كده, sitting on his throne, who sits upon the throne of his glory, جالس على عرش مجده. بعد كده ابتدى يتكلم بيوسف في and as I mentioned to you in verse 4 last week, I think I spoke with you about the glory of the saints, مجد القديسين. And I told you about the 24 priests who were sitting around the throne of our Lord Jesus Christ. And they were sitting in glory because they were sitting on 24 thrones. And there were 24 golden crowns on their heads. And they were sitting. يعني شيء عجيب. And to be sitting in front of God, in the throne of God. يعني مكتوب كده هوت, around the throne, verse 4. ماجد انت مطلع معنا؟ طب ما تقدر تقرا لنا انت كده بقى بصوتك الجميل. Sitting, شفتوا sitting وعلى ثرون, ها؟ Closed.
And they had crowns of gold on their heads.
Yes.
And from the thrones
مش هنتكلم عن اللايتنينج والساندرينج ناو دول، لكن هنخش بعد كده. بليز شيفت تو فيرس 6. بحر زجاجي، بلور، شبه البلور. This is the commemoration. Now today is the commemoration of these four living creatures. خلاص. Can you remember, Fabiola, the face of each one of them? Yes, one. Like a man. The other like a lion. Like an eagle. Or calf. Calf. To be slain. What is amazing in this, my beloved? إيه بقى العجيب في دوت؟ العجيب في دوت إن these four living creatures, they are angels. They are order from the orders of the heavenly hosts. But it's amazing that one of them has a face of lion, the other a face like a calf, the other a face like a man, and the fourth like an eagle. What does this mean? Actually, there are so many explanations, but I can say to you that these four different appearance of each one represent the stages of our salvation. So we are involved in this heavenly sight, in this heavenly scene, in this heavenly view. We are involved. They are speaking about me and you, because our salvation is composed of four stages. One of them, incarnation of the Son of God, Tagassud. The second stage, crucifixion of him, Tagassud. The third stage is resurrection from the dead. The fourth stage is ascension into the heaven. These are the four stages: Tagassud, Salb, Qiyama, Su'ud. Incarnation, crucifixion, resurrection, ascension. مش دول الأربع مراحل بتوع الخلاص؟ Do you believe that our salvation was represented in heaven before even Adam and Eve to be created? The one having the face of a man represent incarnation. زي ما أبونا بيقول was incarnate and became man. مش كده ولا إيه؟ And St. Paul, يقول لنا, God manifested in flesh. And St. John, in his gospel, يقول لنا, the word became flesh. الكلمة صار جسدا. الله ظهر في الجسد. وفي القداس, was incarnate and he became man. It's amazing that our salvation was represented in heaven. Our salvation was represented first. The incarnation was represented by one of the four living creatures which have the face of a man. And the second one, the stage of crucifixion in Dibih, to be slain. مين اللي بيندبح؟ كاف. الكاف هو اللي بيندبح. So the one having the face of a calf represents the second stage of my salvation, of your salvation. That is crucifixion. He was slain. زي ما بتقول أو زي ما بيقول في أشعياء 53 كشاة تساق إلى الذبح. موجودة كده في أشعياء 53 عدد 7 يقول And as a sheep before its shearer is silent. As a sheep before its shearers. كشاة تساق إلى أو كنعجة صامتة أمام جزيها. كشاة تساق. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter. كشاة تساق إلى الذبح. And as a sheep before its shearers is silent. وكنعجة صامتة أمام الذي يجزها. So the second stage of our incarnation was represented in heaven through one of the four living creatures اللي هو له شكل الايه؟ العجل الكاف. The third stage of our salvation is اللي هي التالتة ايه بقى؟ The third resurrection. The resurrection means power. We call it the power of his resurrection. To know him and to know the power of his resurrection. لأعرفه وقوة قيامته. So resurrection means power. And this power is represented by a lion. And that's why the third living creature who has the face of a lion represent the third stage of our salvation. ايه المرحلة التالتة خلصنا اللي هي القيامة. Power of resurrection. And the fourth stage of our salvation which was ascension into the heaven it was represented also in the fourth living creature by the one having the face of flying eagle. It's amazing. I am not just explaining ده بيشاور لإيه and this is a symbol to what. What is more important is that to know that our salvation, our God was planning my salvation and our salvation even before, not before Adam and Eve to be sin or to sin or to fall in the sin. No, before even they their creation. يعني قبل ما يتخلقوا. Before he found them, he ordered and arranged their salvation and made it represented by the four living creatures. عشان كده هيقول our Lord Jesus Christ in the last day when he come in his glory, خدوا بالكم حتى التعبير come in his glory. I always and the Bible always speak about our Lord Jesus Christ after his ascension that he will come in his glory or in the glory of his father, in the glory of his father. If you would like to follow with me chapter 24 from the Gospel of Matthew. And in this chapter, our Lord Jesus Christ was speaking about his second coming in the glory of his Father. And he will sit on the throne of his glory. And all the people, nations will be gathered before him. And he will separate them from one another. As the shepherd divides the sheep from the goats. وبعدين, and he will say to those on the right side, he will set
the sheep on his right side and the goats in his left side, and he will say to them, ولا اقول لك انتوا تقولوها بقى. فبيقول لك can you follow with me. This is sorry, it is chapter 25, and starting from verse 31 or 31st. Yell, Fabi, when the Son of Man. This is very good. عارفين هيقول لهم ايه؟ هيقول لهم ايه؟ He will say, come you blessed of my father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you, from the foundation of the world. He prepared the kingdom for them from the foundation. رسل الملك المعد لكم منذ تأسيس العالم. يعني he arranged and he planned to save us from the foundation of the world, من قبل تأسيس العالم. And that's why our salvation was represented in the heavens through these four living creatures, because they represent the four stages of salvation. أظن it is amazing. It is, يعني حاجة جميلة أن احنا نعرف أن خلاصنا معد في السماء. Our salvation is well prepared from God, from the foundation of the world. Can you share with me other explanation for these four? أنا قلت واحد بس. I said one of them, which is they represent the four stages of our salvation. يلا انتوا بقى قولوا لي حاجة تانية. Can you suggest another explanation? Another explanation? Yes. Yeah. You heard it here? Which is? Very good. Yes, they represent the four Gospels. How? Saint Matthew, the Gospel of Matthew, and the Gospel of Mark, and the Gospel of Luke, and the Gospel of John. كل واحد فيهم. Each one of them focused in something. يعني هتلاحظوا في إنجيل متى بيحاول يتكلم عن نسب المسيح اللي بيسموه ايه؟ البيوغرافي بتاعه، مش البيوغرافي، الجينولوجي بتاعه. يقول لك كده هوت ايه؟ كتاب ميلاد يسوع ابن ابراهيم ابن داود ابن اسحاق ابن. He was speaking about Jesus Christ the Son of Man. عشان كده هيقول the book of genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham, Abraham begot Isaac, Isaac begot Jacob, and so. So the Gospel of Matthew is represented by the one of the four living creature اللي له وجه إنسان. وهذا لأنه بيتكلم عن يسوع ابن الإنسان. مش كده؟ The Gospel of Mark. طبعا انتوا عارفين بقى، انا مش هقول بقى. مارك ده دايما تلاقوا مرقس مرسوم وجنبيه ايه؟ جنبيه اسد. Always you see the picture of Saint Mark, a lion beside him, because he offered or represented our Lord Jesus Christ in his powerful او His power. He spoke about the power of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because he was writing his gospel to the Romans. And the Romans consider the strength and the power. تعجبهم أو القوة فأقدم لهم المسيح القوي. He spoke about Jesus Christ, the strong and the powerful. And that's why هتلاقوا دايما Saint Mark أو the gospel of Mark is represented by a lion. مش كده؟ Saint Luke spoke too much about the sacrifices. تكلم عن الذبائح كتير. فقدم المسيح الذبيح. Our Lord Jesus Christ who offered himself as a lamb of God. عشان كده the gospel of Luke is represented by the third one which has the face of a calf. Saint John طلع بينا على الإلهيات. He spoke about the divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ. He spoke about the divinity. He spoke about the beginning. The beginning. في البدء كان الكلمة. In the beginning. فتكلم على البدء. وتكلم على the divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ. And that's why Saint John or the Gospel of John is represented by a, by the flying eagle. في كده في البدء. In the beginning was the word. The beginning يعني في ال beginning, very beginning. This is another explanation. يبقى قلنا the first explanation was the four stages of salvation: incarnation, crucifixion, resurrection, and ascension. The second one is the four gospels. Another explanation. And I will get the other explanation from the Synaxarium.
The word of the angels that we receive for the sake of the mankind, the wild beasts, and the flying birds.
Very good. It is just what I will say, I would say now. It is very good. أنت مذاكر حلو على فكرة. هنا بيقول لك إيه؟ The Lord set them near His throne. هم طبعا حوالين العرش هم. شايفينهم حوالين العرش. Around the throne. خلاص؟ In order for them to make supplications on behalf of all the creation. يعملوا supplication عن الإيه؟ الكرييشن كلها. يطلبوا عن الخليقة كلها. The beast with the man's face makes supplications on behalf of the human race. يبقوا شفعاء عن الخليقة كلها. The one with the lion's face makes supplication on behalf of the beasts. عن الحيوانات اللي هي الوايلد اللي هي المتوحشة يعني. The one with the bull's face, اللي هو الكاف يعني, makes application on behalf of the cattle. And the one with the eagle's face makes application on behalf of the birds. برضو عشان يبقوا شفعاء في الخليقة كلها. طبعا ممكن واحد يقول الزواحف تروح فين؟ الزواحف يعني ايه؟ Reptiles, yes. What about the reptiles? Reptiles, we don't like them because they reminds us بال snake, the old serpent, الحية القديمة, إلا الشيطان, مش المسيح اتكلم في سفر التكوين أن ال old serpent, الحية القديمة, هي اللي دخل فيها الإيه الشيطان, فهنا نطلعها برا بقى. يعني this is one of the explanation, and also it can يعني ممكن بيتكلم ال four living creature about the attributes of our Lord Jesus Christ. One of them revealed to his humanity, Eloh, the face of a man. The other represents his divinity, that is Elhoa, Andu, flying eagle. One speaks, one is a symbol of his power, Kuwetu, Elhoa, a lion, and one speaks about his redemption, Elfida, Eladdemu, Elhoa, Eloh Shakl. الكاف أو البولس. These are يعني أنا حبيت بس أقول لكم يعني while we were celebrating the commemoration of the four living creatures that these are four living creatures an order of the heavenly hosts and our salvation was represented in heaven. الخلاص بتاعنا ممثل في السماء through this living creature. الواحد فيهم يمثل الانكارنيشن, the other يمثل الكروسيفيكشن, the third يمثل الريزركشن, and the fourth one represent the ascension, and these are the four stages of our salvation. قد ايه بقى ربنا اهتم بينا. To this extent our Lord Jesus Christ put us in his heart and put us in his mind and ordered everything and planned everything for our sake, for our salvation. Not to start to save man after his fall. No. He ordered and he prepared everything, and that is why he will say to the righteous who are to be on his right side, Hayulom kedahawat, come blessed of my father, ta'alu ilayya mubaraki, abi, inherit the kingdom, risul mulk, which is prepared for you before the foundation of the world. Risul mulk al-mu'ad lakum munzu ta'sis al-alam. منذ تأسيس, وفي آيات كتير على فكرة توري أن المسيح أعد لنا مجد منذ تأسيس العالم. This is our commemoration today, the four living creatures اللي هم طاغمهم طاغمات السمائية. وشفنا أظن يعني the 24 priests, they are in glory, they are sitting in 24 thrones, and they are crowned with 24 crowns, golden crowns, and these 24 priests represents what? Yes, represents the church of the Old Testament and the church of the New Testament. The church of the Old Testament, 12 tribes, and the church of the New Testament, 12 disciples, and upon these 12 tribes and upon these 12 disciples was found the church of the Old Testament and the church of the New Testament, and that's why our church is represented in heaven also. Our church is represented in heaven through 24 Presbyterian, Loma priests, and our salvation is represented in heaven through the four living creatures. شفت احنا مهمين عند ربنا ازاي. We are يعني very very precious in his sight, that he loved us before creating us. He loved us before creating us, and he still loves every one of you, and he likes that everyone to enjoy this salvation and enjoy this kingdom and enjoy this inheritance. يعني استمتع بهذا الميراث اللي ربنا أعده لينا. This is enough for today. If anyone عنده أسئلة, في حد عنده يسأل, انتوا شاطرين على فكرة, أنا لو سألتكم هتلاقوا بتجاوبوا كويس أوي, مش كده سامح؟ طيب طيب نقول نصلي مع بعض. تفضل. مين هيسهر فيه كل الليل يشوف الانسترومنتس؟ ها انت؟ ها
نعم. اه طيب حلو برضه مش وحش.
حد عارف البابا الجديد وهو داخل الكاتدرائية هيقول انا مسموح؟ اه هيز هوليس البابا الجديد وين هي اسكو وجوز ثرو ذا دور اوف ذا كاتدرال can we say the psalm which say open for me the gates of righteousness or the doors of righteousness افتحوا لي ابواب الايه البر افتحوا لي ابواب البر هتشوفوا الكلام ده ان شاء الله في الاحتفال اللي هيبقى موجود معنا بعد ايه بعد ساعتين ونص ثلاث ساعات ونص لا طبعا صعب بس he is submitting himself to the will of God. هو حاطط نفسه تحت مشيئة ربنا. And I say, I remember one of the media was making a dialogue with him and اللي كانت بتعمل الحديث ده لميس الحديدي. And she asked him, what did you feel after hearing that you have been selected to be the new Pope? فقال لها دموعي نزلت. My tears flow. فقالت له كانت دموع الفرح ولا دموع الإحساس بالمسؤولية. She asked him, was it the tears of joy? Or the tears of being the responsibility is too heavy for you. حد عارف قال ايه؟ ها؟ لا ما قالهاش بص هو يعني لو كده it was very يعني surprised to him. He said to him it was the tears of being unworthy. دموع عدم المستحق. They don't know this spiritual feeling. يعني هي بالنسبة لها دموع فرح ولا دموع مسؤولية. دموع joy, tears of joy, or tears of the responsibility which you will carry. أنا حاجة التي والتي إن أنا كان دموع الشعور على المستحق. Here in that I am not worthy, that is why I felt or I was in need to weep and the tears that I have fallen out. But I am not having either of any now. This is Jesus supported the church as always his promise that the gates of the hills Abu Abu al-Gahim will not overcome our